Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 Through the Fan in Dallas, joined as always by former Super Bowl winning NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105 Through the Fan in Dallas. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. Brian Broaddus, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Robert. It's nice to not see you today.
Yeah, I don't have my camera on. I'm just I'm audio only.
Is this a protest? Is this an audio only deal?
Yeah. This is look. We're radio guys, you and me, Brian. Mm-hmm. And so this is me essentially. I'm protesting the takeover by all the cocky video people out there who think video is so much better a medium than audio. So this is a protest specifically against our producer Peyton Russell. Who's just he's a big video snob. And so I'm saying, nope, I'm showing you how important the audio medium is. I am being loyal to our podcast listeners, the people who download it and listen to it there. So that's this is my protest of that, my solidarity with that movement today.
Well, we're all about a cause, Bob. So
exactly. You got to have a cause, man.
You got to have a cause. Be committed.
All right.
You're committed. Yes. I'd say you're committed.
I am. I'm here to really like link up with my brothers and sisters in the audio.
I'm sure you are. There you go.
Yeah. At least that's exactly how I'm presenting it anyway.
Yes,
with my camera. So Brian, we got a couple different things we can talk about this today. One of the things I really want to get into though with you is next segment we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what we may be neglecting when we look at the team building right now for this football team. You know, we look at, there's talk of maybe the Cowboys should double dip on offensive line. And, you know, without a fourth round pick, that leaves you precious resources to address other needs. So is there anything that we might be overlooking? But before we do that, I know one of the positions that people would say, well, y'all are overlooking that position. You think that one's just fine. And that is the quarterback position, especially in the wake of the last episode we did where we talked about how Ian Rappaport had come out and said, Cowboys essentially were at a stalemate with Dak Prescott. They had an understanding and that the pathway is being made for him to test free agency potentially in 2025. Now, in the days since then, other people have jumped in with reports that say this will still get done and, you know, during the season, or they'll get it done before free agency. This just means they're not doing it right now, but the Cowboys have every intention to do it. And so there's a little bit of a bit of a source off there, Brian. But I wanted to talk with you about this current situation and approaching the potential reality that they may be moving on from Dak Prescott, and mm-hmm. what that means now for how you plot out the next maybe 18 months, 18 to 24 months of how you want to address the quarterback position then. So there are a couple of different ways that you can cut at this. If you've decided you're going to move on from Dak Prescott, do you draft a quarterback, you know, this year in the first round? Do you try and make a move there? Do you say, you know what, let me find a guy I like as a, you know, bit of a project in the third round or something like that? Maybe it's Spencer Rattler, for instance, at South Carolina. You say, okay, I want to use
Leary. I'd rather have Leary from
Leary at Kentucky, who's got a big arm, can make some real NFL throws. Joe Milton at Tennessee, who just had a really nice pro day, you know, in Knoxville. So do you get a project quarterback and say, well, let's foster this? Do you go all in on Trey Lance? Do you say, cross that bridge when we come to it? Free agency? Do you go 2025 draft? There are all these different things, these situations facing the Cowboys. So, Brian, as we look at this potential reality of life without Dak Prescott, willingly, from the Cowboys angle, willingly entering this potentially, how do you think the next steps should go? How do the Cowboys approach the situation if they have determined in their mind right now Dak Prescott is not our guy?
Okay, so you're telling me Dak is not our guy.
Yes.
So I'm moving on. I've got to fix the quarterback situation, or I've got to address it, which we're talking about right now. As you mentioned, there are a couple different ways you can go about this. I will say this. I would love to be in this situation, or have loved to have been in this situation in 2000, 2001, and 2002. I would love to have been in the situation where the ability to go get a quality NFL quarterback is there for you. I'd have given anything to trade for Aaron Rodgers. You know, I would have given anything to, you know, with the Lions to go get Matthew Stafford, what the Rams did. You know, we didn't have that option. We tried to piece it together through the draft. Some really poor evaluations. I think today's football allows you to get a quarterback now than opposed to when it was, say, 20 years ago. And so, to me, I don't look at it as a dire situation. Losing Dak Prescott is not fun. I'm not here to say that. But he's gone. In our world right now that we're talking
about. Yeah, this hypothetical world that we're approaching.
Hypothetical world, he's gone. So now we have to think. They obviously thought enough of Trey Lance with a grade of a 1-2-0, which puts him in the top of the second round. So he would have sat on the top as they got through the draft. Trey Lance could have very well been, you know, on my draft board then. Trey Lance could have been player 23. When you start to talk about 22 first-round grades, Trey Lance could have been player 23. Maybe he was player 23 on their stack, you know, as we look at this. They've invested a year in Trey Lance. They went and got him for a reason. They had special practices for him. They worked with him afterwards. They put him in situations where they were trying to get an idea. The problem I run into now with Trey Lance is, do the coaches that are currently on the staff, are they here in 2025? You know, that's going to be the problem right now. Maybe the next coach doesn't want anything to do with Trey Lance. You know, right. All that work that you put into Trey Lance is now gone. And so, or the opinions of Trey Lance are now gone. So that's a difficult situation. A lot of coaches would like to have the opportunity. Look what Sean Payton's doing in Denver, you know, with his situation. He is going to aggressively try and go get the quarterback that he wants. You know, and that's what a lot of coaches want to do. So Trey Lance thing, I think, is the number one area that they would go to. Then I think they would look at possibly what free agency now. Free agency, can you get a quarterback? Can you go get a Jimmy Garoppolo? Can you go get, I'm just giving you a name like that, of a guy that's not going to cost you $40 million. So the avenue is Lance, free agency with the quarterback of Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, one of those type of guys, and then also looking at the NFL draft? Are you in a position where you can go and get, did your season not go as planned and you're in position to grab one of these quarterbacks in the 2025 NFL draft? I don't think it's dire. I think it's challenging, but I don't think it's dire. Whereas in 2000, 2001, 2002, it was dire. Because we didn't have this type of availability of the quarterbacks that teams have today. So replacing your quarterback is not fun, but it's not a death sentence. And I think that's kind of where the Cowboys are looking at this right now.
If they were to...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Who, let's say, you know, if they've made up in their mind right now, and again, we're approaching this hypothetical in that way, that they say, hey, we got to have a new quarterback in 2025.
Yeah.
If they approach it that way, should they in that universe be trying to see what they could do to get up near the top of this draft, which is a quarterback rich draft to a lot of people at the top? If they are going to roll with Trey Lance, do they just as insurance, like, do we talk about, like we referenced at the very beginning, some of these third, fourth round type names, like you mentioned Leary. Yeah. In fact, should that be just something that they're doing regardless of if they're keeping Dak Prescott or not? It's just taking a quarterback, you know, a flyer on a quarterback every draft or every couple drafts.
That's something that we did in Green Bay for a while with Ron Wolf. We were in it, you know, we had Brett Favre, you draft Mark Brunell, we had Ty Detmer. You know, we were always trying to hunt that quarterback in the draft. And, you know, whether you use that guy or not, you know, that was something you had. It was, you know, much like what they did with Dak Prescott, you know, with Wade Wilson. You know, he was insistent and like, listen, if you want to get this guy, these are the traits. This is what we like about Dak Prescott. You know, he did a great job of convincing the room. He went and lived with the player basically to learn about the player and to, you know, to have an ability to talk about the player. But I think in this, you know, if you look at this draft, Bobby, and the shame of it is that maybe Dallas right now doesn't have enough picks, but they've lost so much depth in their roster that, you know, it would be great to take Jordan Travis from Florida State, Michael Pratt from Tulane. Look at Sam Hartman at Notre Dame. You know, we talked about Spencer Rattler from South Carolina, Cam Ward from Washington State.
I will point out, you mentioned Michael Pratt at Tulane. Scott Tolzien and the Cowboys quarterback coach did go to that pro day.
See, that's – there you go. You know, these are – I mean, I have the utmost respect. You know, Devin Leary, we mentioned him from Kentucky. You know, there's some quarterbacks in that middle of that board. Jordan Travis, you know, a horrific injury to end his season. He doesn't get hurt. Florida State's in the playoffs. Florida State is in the final four playoffs, playing for a chance in the national championship. Florida State was one of the best teams I'd seen. You can watch Florida State's wide receivers, and the reason why you're falling in love with them is because of some of the passes that Jordan Travis was making.
Right.
But you can watch Michael Pratt, too, with the receiver that he had, the kid, Jackson. You know, there's some players that are at Tulane. Tulane, the last couple years, hell, Tulane beat USC. You know, Michael Pratt beat Caleb Williams in a bowl game, the Cotton Bowl.
Right.
So, you know, there are quarterbacks that are in that range from rounds 3, 4, 5 that are good quarterbacks. Like I say, Sam Hartman's an interesting guy at Notre Dame just because the fact he physically looks the part. And you watch him at Wake Forest. I mean, Wake Forest is not a household name for football. They're a household name for basketball and golf. You know, it's what Wake Forest is known for.
Yep.
And they're a fine school. But, you know, he put Wake Forest on the map with the way he played. Then he went to Notre Dame, and he played fine at Notre Dame. He didn't play to the level that they thought he was going to play. But there's plenty of options here for the Cowboys if that's the route that they want to go. I just don't know if their team is currently set up to spend a pick on a quarterback, considering that they have Trey Lance already in the fold.
Have you gotten a chance yet in this draft class to watch John Rhys Plumlee from Central Florida, the quarterback?
You know what? I've seen plenty of there's a wide receiver that you have to watch there at
Javon Baker.
Yeah, Baker. And, you know, the thing with Plumlee, and I remember him, he's kind of a guy he's a bounce-around guy. When he started
big athlete.
Or something like that? Was he at Ole Miss?
Yes, I believe it was Ole Miss. He definitely started at a bigger school and then got to Central Florida.
Incredible athlete. Baseball player, football player. You know, he's tough. I mean, I've seen the Central Florida tape where running with the football, you know, pulling it down, going, you know, he's just a great athlete and, you know, throws well enough. I can't sit there and say, oh, John Rhys Plumlee, would I take him in the, you know, would I take him? Did you see him at the
I saw him at the Big 12 Combine. Yeah. So I'm at the Big 12 Combine. And funny enough, we were out there. And for anybody who's ever been out to a pro day, you know, you have the quarterbacks working and there's somebody like running the script for them and running up. And I don't know if you happen to see, Brian, did you see who was running the script for him?
No. Who was it?
It was Trey Lance. Trey Lance was running the workout for John Rhys Plumlee because they've been working out together. And Trey Lance was very complimentary of what Plumlee can do. And you talk to people around there, they say like, oh man, he's got the intangibles. He's got the makeup. He's very charismatic, leads a room, incredible athlete. So, I mean, you watch the tape and there's still things you're going to ask about, you know, him as a passer. And I think as the a processor,
the accuracy is a problem at times.
Yeah. But I mean, we saw it in this workout a little bit, some of the accuracy that was a little bit off, but in general, I think that, it would not hurt to take a flyer on a quarterback this year.
Sure.
And again, this is under the assumption that you're not going to bring back Dak Prescott. I think if you're not going to bring back Dak Prescott, you're also not going to want to go sign a free agent quarterback.
No,
I wouldn't think. Other than a body, but you're not going to want to go play the Kirk Cousins free agency waters. So to me, it's take a flyer on, like you mentioned, Devin Leary at Kentucky or, you know, Pratt at Tulane. Plumlee from UCF, couple them here to work with Trey Lance. 25, you enter the year probably with those two. And if it ends poorly, you're probably picking near the top of the draft in 26.
Yeah. You know, Bobby, you mentioned Plumlee and the accuracy and some of the issues there. You're saying the same thing about Dak Prescott coming out.
Sure.
You know, I mean, listen,
and that's why you take flyers.
That's what I'm saying. There's third, fourth. I mean, they've tried before with the Mike Whites, you know, the world, that kind of thing.
Ben DiNucci.
But see, Ben DiNucci was Mike McCarthy, you know, that was, and every once in a while, you know, with the coach, you step back. See, the thing that I would worry about right now, if I was in the personnel department, is that, am I picking players for this coach or am I picking players for potentially another coach?
Yeah, that's tough.
That's and you know, I guarantee you Mike McCarthy is not about developing guys right now.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy is about trying to win enough games so Jerry Jones gives him a contract extension. That's why Cooper Rush, you know, guys like that are going to be in play because he knows he can win games with Cooper Rush, you know. He doesn't know if he can win a game with Trey Lance. Now, another coach could come in here and say, we can win a game with Trey Lance. We can, matter of fact, he did win NFL games, you know. The thing that, like I say, this is a very – I don't know how much say these coaches are really going to have in this draft.
Which,
that's
that's
the thing that would scare me a little bit about grabbing a quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, also, like, it feels like the scouting department in general, they know – what the coach is like and they go find it based on that. And so, I mean, even if it is up to the scouts are probably saying like, all right, I'll get traits and look in, you know, this avenue. But man, to me, Brian, I just look at quarterback and I say, quarterback is one where, yeah, I know people talk about, well, is this a scheme fit or that? To me, it's like, well, if a quarterback can play, a quarterback can play. Mm-hmm. So you guys just need to go out there and make that evaluation on your own, regardless of what your coach is saying.
Yeah, that's, you know, a little bit what I know about Mike Zimmer. And I think, you know, maybe you're learning some things about Mike Zimmer, too. The thing I know about Mike will tell you, just go get me guys.
Yeah.
You know, go get me a guy. I mean, I've known Mike. I work with Mike. I've been with Mike. I talked to Mike. I mean, I haven't talked to him in a while. But I know what Mike will tell you what he wants. But he's like, whoever you get me, I'll coach. That's kind of his attitude. But I do wonder, a really important draft for the Cowboys. But man, is it a draft for now or is it a draft for the future?
Yeah, you know,
that's a scary thing to have to deal with when maybe you have a couple of players on the board and the coaches say, well, we want this guy. And you're thinking like, you might not be here to coach this guy.
Right. Yeah. And it's something
that's an uneasy feeling to be in a war room with.
Definitely a factor in what the Cowboys are going to be considering when they head into the draft in April. No question about it. You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.